you going? It's NBA Australia. Episode 18, Wednesday, December 13. This is NBA Australia, your daily podcast for all things NBA with a whole mess of Australia thrown in. I'm James Clements, a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, The Brooklyn Game, and one half of the Durong Guys NBA podcast. Yeah! I'm here in Alariama Studios in New York City, New York. Hey, there's no Russian dudes looking at me through the window across the road on top of that brown, so that's nice. And I'm here delivering daily breakdowns of all the stuff you need to know about the NBA. Who's doing what, how they're doing it, where they're doing it, and who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball today. You know it. We're talking about what happened last night in the NBA, a bunch of smack about a bunch of other junk if it's to do with the NBA as well, and we're covering off what every Australian NBA player is up to. And today, we have our Mark Brudke Memorial Sweaty White Guy of the Week. We check in on every Australian player and what they're up to for tonight. And we also have our usual dumb segments like That's Not a Knife, That's a Knife, look at me, the unpopular opinion of the day, the award-winning Yeah Nah. And we welcome back Andrew Bogut for Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. Yes, that's for real. And of course, we're going to wrap up all the games from last night and preview every NBA game for tonight. Ah, man, just so full. I love it. Let's do it, NBA Australia. Let's do it. All right, can you feel it? Can you? Well, can you? Huh? Well, what we all do at the start of NBA Australia every day is, of course, the daily whip around. We catch up on all things NBA. What happened last night in the association? Well, let's start at the top, shall we? There were some fun-ass games. Loved it. Where do you want to start? Let's start at Hawks at Cavs. That's Hawks 114 at Cavs 123. Cavs were that D-Wade. He had a sore knee. Jesus. Apparently, I'm also D-Wade. No D-Wade, no problem, though. Cavs bench scores 51 points without the guy. Not bad. LeBron has a crazy stat line. 25 points, 7 rebounds, 17 assists. It's like he's basically competing with James Harden at this point, right? Harden had 17 the other night. LeBron goes, I can match that. Just watch. Amazing. The cool thing was there's so many crazy passes that he was pulling. There's like a behind-the-back bullet pass along the baseline. Threading the needle into the post. Dude is bananas. How about the Kyle Korver revenge game? He goes 6 of 9. Nice. For 19 points against his old former teammates. Well, I don't know if there's three former teammates on that Hawks team from last year. Meanwhile, for Atlanta, Taurean Red Bull Prince had 24 points on 8 of 10 shooting. He does that so well. But he also got yacked on by LeBron like 3 or 4 times. So, swings and roundabouts for Taurean. There you go. Cavs win it, no problems. How about Nuggets at Pistons? Oh, jeez. Pistons. Nuggets win it 103-84. Pistons trying to snap a 6-game losing streak. Instead, turn it into a 7-game losing streak. Damn. And that's right, man. I see you, Jamal Murray. You got 28. He kicked the ass. Elsewhere for Denver, there's 20 points for Trey Lyles off the bench. And remember, that's the same Trey Lyles Denver traded Donovan Mitchell for. So, I hope you enjoy those 20 points, Denver. Pistons were atrocious in this. They were down 20 going into the fourth. All their starters sucked. And it's like everyone realized that they were living in Detroit. They shot 35% for the game. Jesus. How about this game, though? Lakers 109 at Knicks 113. Overtime win for the New York Knickerbockers of New York City. This was Lonzo Ball versus the Latvian gangbanger. And I believe it was yesterday's episode, we predicted that Kristaps going to have 40 in this one. And he almost did. He had 37 and 11. This was amazing. This was so much fun. There's a stretch in the third quarter where they just went bucket for bucket for basically 4.5 minutes. Everyone was beside themselves apart from fucking Mark Jackson bitching and moaning around. Oh, they're not even playing defense, Mike Breen. Everyone's like, hey, Mark Jackson, how about you fuck off? How good was Michael Beasley in this, though? He had 13, 5, and 2 and played important crunch time minutes for probably the first time in 17 years. Beasley's only played 8 years in the NBA, 9 years. Frankie Smokes had a great game, 13-5-5, played the entire fourth quarter and overtime. We'll talk about him a little bit more later. Lonzo Ball had a fucking good game. I can't knock this one. 17-8-6, hit three threes, had a great alley-oop dunk that was thrown to him by Notorious KCP. Kuz had 19 points and the Notorious KCP had 24. Unfortunately, Kontavious went 4 of 14 from 3. Jesus, but this was a fun as hell game. Even though Mark Jackson tried to ruin it for fucking everybody like an asshole, I don't know why we need a grumpy old stick in the mud to do like play-by-play. Like, when did the color commentator become the guy that's like, oh, I don't even like the way this is playing? It's like, well, you know who does? Us watching the fucking game between Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson going, oh, geez, look at this. It's like, how about you fuck off and enjoy what you're doing? You got the fucking job of a lifetime, you fucking pricks. How about you enjoy it? All right. That's enough yelling about that one. How about Wizards going into Brooklyn? And yeah, this wasn't good. Because, look, on both sides, this wasn't good. Because Brooklyn were up by, I think, 14. And the Nets came all the way back up to lead it and then gave up the ghost. So the Nets win 103-98. This is pretty nuts. Nets are up there now. Wiz are kind of sneakily just going, oh, Jesus, what are we doing without John Wall? Tough times. Dinwiddie and Alan Crabb combined for 4 of 25 from 3 in this game. That's fucking amazing. I don't even know how you can actually do that. Bradley Beal has 28 points. However, it took 33 shots to get there. Jesus, that's some Kobe shit. Rondé Hollis-Jefferson with some very important rebounds late. And my sweet baby carrots. Karis LeVert had 16 and 8. That's 8 assists as the net secondary ball handler behind Spencer Dinwiddie. Spencel! He now has the second longest active streak of 6-plus assists in a game of 13. James Harden had 22. So he actually might have the longest active streak. Jesus, nice one. No debut for Jahlil Okafor or Stauskas. I'm assuming they'll debut at some point later this week once Kenny Anderson figures them out. Brooklyn Nets did not win their 11th game last season until March 6. It was December 12 yesterday, so that's a marginal improvement. On your Nets, feeling good. Spurs go to Dallas and lose. Kawhi is back, but it doesn't help. Mavs win 95-89. Jesus. Nothing was going for the Spurs in this game at all. Mavs had contributions up and down the roster, like Yogi, Harrison, Barnes, where's Matthews? They all had either 17 or 16. Dirk was the one that was not actually helping here, which is bananas, right? He had 6 points in 27 minutes against the Spurs. You think he'd be out there trying to kill. That is absolutely bonkers, man. There you go. So how did the old Kawhi actually go? This is the question. Look, he looked fine. He actually was out there doing Kawhi stuff. Looked like Kawhi, felt like Kawhi, but I don't know. When you're letting JJ Barea drop 16 and like basically lead 16-6-6 and lead him, you know, lead his team to a win, then I don't know. Kawhi, only 16 minutes and 13 points in that. 13-6 in 16 minutes. I absolutely fucking love you, Kawhi. So welcome back. Still, Spurs take an L. Pretty brutal. What are you going to do? Now, the second of the doubleheader on ESPN last night was hell fun, like to a like desperately amazing degree. So we go Lakers at Knicks, and then they go, all right, cool. How about we have another two fun young teams play against each other? This time, Sixers 118 beat the Wolves 112 in another overtime. We had two ESPN overtime games. That was awesome. Sixers came back, they were down 9, and they snapped their 4-game losing streak. Embiid played, his back was obviously tight at the start, and was kind of like rubbing it throughout the game. But he, you know, played pretty fucking great. He had a career high 39 minutes, had 28 points, 12 rebounds, and 8 assists. He shot 11 of 12 from the free throw line. He's the first Sixer since mid-1960s Wilt Chamberlain to have 28, 12, and 8. Unbelievable. JJ Redick popped up for 26 points, 11 came on free throws, damn. And Dario the homie, Saric, and Rashawn Holmes were pretty good too, 14 and 15 each. And for the Wolves, well, it was the Jimmy Butler show. even though he missed a game winner at the buzzer. He had 38. Pretty good. Big Cat had 17 and 16. Wiggins just kind of just disappeared. It was weird. Wolves definitely should have won this, but they didn't. Sixers did. What are you going to do? And finally, we get to Suns at Kings. Yeah, nah. Look, someone has to win this game, and it turns out it was Sacramento at home, 99-92. Suns without Devin Booker are just... It's pretty ugly, folks. I gotta tell you. George Hill and Zach Randolph win this one for Sacramento because, look, someone has to win in a basketball game. It's just how the sport works. So that was a hell of a fun night in the association over there. Lots of stuff went down. Lots of fun stuff. Everyone's like, oh man, everyone's beside themselves during those two ESPN games, and they were great. It was so much fun to see like young teams like the Lakers with Lonzo, Kuz, Ingram go against the Knicks with like the Zinger and like weird fucking Enes Kanter. Frankie Smokes out there smashing, and then to like see into like Ben Simmons, who we will talk about obviously. I didn't mention him in that because we'll talk about him later. Tough one, I'll tell you, it's a tough one. But between Simmons and Embiid and then the Wolves with like Wiggins and Big Cat, it was fun. And then it's like, yeah, we fucking love the NBA. That's what you get, man. That's what you get. All right. So with that all in mind, let's get to the NBA Straya approved performance of the night.
That's a knife.
And it's the Zinger. What is he? Oh, you know it. He is
Supercharged Zinger Burger.
Oh, wait, is he a Supercharged Zinger Burger or
Extreme Zinger Meal?
He's Extreme Zinger Meal last night. Holy shit. 37 points, 11 rebounds, 5 blocks, and 5 made 3-pointers. Literally no one in the history of basketball has done this before. You made history, Zinger. That deserves our NBA Australia approved performance of the night, no doubt. He went back and forth with literally everybody on the Lakers. This was great. He also had like fucking 8 foul calls that didn't get called. I'm not entirely sure if that's like because the refs are like, man, we know that you're out here because you slid into the DMs of this Instagram model and she's here tonight. And fuck, you ain't going to give you these calls while you go off and nail that that hottie over there. Or if it's because the refs hate Jeff Hornacek as well. It could be a combination. You never know. I like it. The crazy part is he started this slow. Didn't have a great first quarter, then is just ending up with 37, 11, 5, and 5. Unbelievable. Shit, Zinger, if this is what it takes, you can slide into everybody's DMs. Dig it, I dig it. So there you go. Well played, Zinger. You are the NBA Australia approved performance of the night.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Nice one. Old mate, no mates. Who's got no mates today? It's the NBA Australia old mate, no mates. Well, judging from Twitter, Lonzo Ball for wearing the Nas Illmatic album cover hoodie with his face in the place of Nas's. Either is the funniest thing in the world or the most disrespectful. And either way, he pissed off pretty much all of New York by doing that last night. Was booed every time I touched the ball. Tough one for Lonzo in New York. The kid's only been here 3 times in his life. Jesus. And, well, sorry, Lonzo, but with your dad dressed in red courtside, hamming it up with Spike Lee and Magic Johnson and stuff, I think you're going to be old mate, no mates today in New York. But that leads us right into...
Yeah! Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros, now I can be average. We're coming for everybody.
They were coming for everybody, and Lonzo Ball had a really, really good game last night. An amazing, amazing showing in his first appearance in Madison Square Garden. This is awesome. He went 6 of 13, 3 of 6 from 3, has 17 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, and 1 block. Weirdly, was a minus 11 for the game, but he played 40 minutes. So across all that, who was hashtag better than Lonzo Ball last night? I'll tell you who. The man who was picked 7 spots after him in the NBA draft. Frankie Smokes. Wait, no, he's 8. So 6 spots. Was he 9? Fuck, I can't remember. There you go, Frankie Smokes. Played 29 minutes. So that's 11 minutes less than Lonzo and had 13, 5, 5 and a steal and outplayed Lonzo to fuck down the stretch to a terrifying degree. This was pretty amazing to watch Frankie Smokes sort of come into his own a little bit there. Really, really, really tough motherfucker, like playing great defense, nailed a three in Lonzo's face. Just was yakking. And his composure and his defense were like legit. And it's one of the first times that Frankie Smokes has had like a really massive, massive game on a national stage. So look, good job, Frankie. Considering you're 19 today, you're better than Lonzo Ball. All right, coming up, we've got the award-winning Yenaz and some other fun stuff like Look at Me and the Mug Breaky Memorial Super Sweaty White Guy of the Week. Stick around. Here it comes. Oh, yeah. NBA Australia. Y'all ready? Because we got some Yenaz. This is where we have our three Yenaz, where we take three things. And three things from the NBA. Three storylines. Give him a yeah, nah. Figure out if it's more yeah or more nah. All right. In a great piece with Ramona Shelburne, Joel Embiid talked about how people would turn on him no matter what because it happens to everybody. Yeah, nah, yeah. God damn it. I don't want it to happen, but it's human nature, man. Look how much we loved the Warriors like 3 years ago. Now we're all out here calling Kevin Durant the coward and Steph a little fucking dork. I mean, that almost also might just be me. But they will turn on you, big fella. I'm happy you're prepared. It's a bummer. It's inevitable. It's shithouse. But you look like the kind of dude who can deal with it and get like the old swinging roundabout where we go, fuck Joel Embiid. And then he gets to go, you know what? You still love me. And everyone's like, yeah, we do. All right, number two, Melo should come off the bench. This is the second time we've had to yeah, nah this because it's popped up again. Yeah, nah. I don't know, man. This starting lineup. It just ends up with more non-shooters than around Paul George and Rusty Westbrook to start the game, right? Like, which is just gross. I feel like Billy Donovan, the, I'd say, not great coach there in OKC. Jesus, man. How about you just stagger minutes better and, like, spread out your time between these three superstars? I don't know if Melo counts anymore, considering he's, like, averaging 11 points per game over his last five. Maybe just stagger a bit better, but man, it's tough for Melo. He's the only banana boat dude having a shit season. LeBron's having a career year. D-Wade is coming off the bench and like absolutely smashing as a six man. CP3 hasn't lost a game as a Rocket. Gabriel Union has a bestseller on the New York Times bestseller list. Jesus, man. Melo got left out of this banana boat fucking revival, huh? It's tough. It's tough. Anyway, Melo off the bench, I mean, maybe in a couple more games, but just maybe just tinker with your fucking substitutions there, Billy. Just do something. I just don't know if the bench is the answer. A couple more games, though, I might be changing my fucking tune. Speaking of tunes, I'm never going to like Lonzo Ball because he didn't know the Star Wars theme. This happened the other day. I'm not sure if you saw it. Yeah, nah. Look, I mean, sorry, my dude. You're just like a young dope. I get that. And look, I can't fault someone for not knowing the Star Wars theme just because they're a I want to hate him for not knowing it, but look, I don't want to be an absolute fucking asshole. How about we have a couple of bonus ones today? Tibbs is killing dudes and is going to bite them all in the ass over there in Minnesota. Yeah, nah, yeah. Tibbs played eight guys last night in a fucking giant overtime game against the Sixers. It's not the mid-90s, Tibbs. Have you chill the fuck out, mate? Just for a second. Come on. Like, we don't need... Like, you're telling me that Cole Aldrich, Aaron Brooks, Eduardo Belicia, and Bazi Muhammad over there can't play a single minute against the Philadelphia 76ers in an NBA game in 2017. You're fucking bananas, mate. Like, Jimmy Butler is going to turn into Luol Deng in like a year and a half if you keep playing him like this. And hey, how about a second bonus? Yeah, nah. Cleveland should trade the Brooklyn Nets pick while they can still get something good for it. If you look at the standings today, that pick would currently be the 11th pick in the NBA draft of 2018. Look, it's not going to stick there because I expect Charlotte, Orlando, and probably the Clippers, maybe even the Lakers to overtake the Nets eventually. But still, that leaves the Dallas Mavericks, the Phoenix Suns, the Sacramento Kings, maybe even the Memphis Grizzlies, the Atlanta Hawks, Chicago Bulls, sort of behind you. So at best, you're picking 7, 8, maybe. And, like, I don't trust the Clippers not to completely fall off the fucking wagon here too. And Memphis might just stay shit too. So, maybe Cleveland, it might be time to move it along. See how you go. Thing is, I don't know. I just assume Cleveland will end up with, like, Wilson Chandler or something. Because that's how it goes over there in LeBron land. And that's just, you know, the sad part of it. I guess. All right, y'all ready for the unpopular opinion of the day? Look at me, look at me, look at me. It's a fucking travesty that Jahlil Okafor was left to rot in Philly. And I yelled about this like last week, I think, but what's the NBA PA there for? Like, either cut the guy, trade him. Don't just like sit him there when he's like 21. So I hope the big fella can now get his career back on track with the Nets. I just think like this entire situation is fucked. And especially when you're a rookie, right? Like, so you're not making kajillions of kajillions of kajillions. Obviously you're making okay money, but you're not making kajillions of them. And just because your coach is like, yeah, I'm not entirely sure if you fit in our system right now, you just never play ever. It's fucking brutal. Tough work stuff. Hey, it is time for our regular Wednesday, the Mark Bradke Memorial Super Sweaty White Guy of the Week. And I caught a little bit of him last night. And Jesus. Hey, Ersan Ilyasova. Damn, son. I don't know how you get so sweaty in 23 minutes, but fuck me. His sweat glands are like fucking someone wringing out a sponge 24-7. Like, does he sweat when he eats? Fucking hell, Ersan. Look, I love you, Ersan. You're a weird-looking dude. But you actually kind of... Look. You kind of do look a little bit like Mark Bradley if you squint. Like, you've got that fucking big box head. and it's all kind of fun. But, you know, like, you're Turkish. I don't know if you just sweat more than everybody. It's just weird. But well played, Ersan Ilyasova. You're the Mark Bradley Memorial Super Sweaty White Guy of the Week. All right, moving right along, we will have the Australian Player Watch for NBA Australia coming up right next. You know it. Oh, yeah. Woo! All right, man. Australian Player Watch. A couple of fun games with some strains in it last night. Start off with Ben Simmons, as we usually do. Obviously played the T-Wolves. Sixers win in overtime. Ben Simmons, not a great game, though. And when I say not a great game, I mean fucking shit game. And it was his worst game of the year. 7 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, and 7 turnovers. Absolutely brutal for the... El Simo over there. That was a not a great showing, but there was a couple of beautiful plays between he and Embiid, where Embiid basically found him cutting underneath the basket in the exact same fashion twice, and discombobulated the old T-Wolves. So Simmons goes 3 of 8 from the field. Just a tough one. 8 assists on 7 turnovers. It's just look. Not a great one. Goes 1 of 3 from the free throw line as well when they tried to hack a Simo at the end before realizing that, yeah, you get the ball back once you hack. They get the ball back once you hack them in the last 2 minutes of a game. Not smart, T-Wolves, not smart. Simmons, though, you know, look, he'll bounce back. He's having a hell of a season. And he they play the Thunder on Friday night, which is going to be an absolute smoker of a game. Patty Mills, game day, baller, game day. He played the Mavs, had 8 3-3, 1 steal in 24 minutes, goes 2 of 5 from three. They were just a bit shit last night, the old Spurs, though. So tough one, tough one. They take the L. Joe Ingles plays the Bulls tonight. That'll be cool, I guess. Bucks, so we talk about Dally and Thong, Thong McCur, they play the Pelicans this evening. Aaron Baines plays the Nugs tonight as well. Celtics trying to extend that 15-3 run with Baines in the starting lineup. And Andrew Bogut played the Knicks last night. He was in New York City. As we'll find out, in Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. He got up to some fun stuff in New York. He played the Knicks, got in for a defensive free throw rebound, and that was literally it. So he checked in. Didn't actually play any time, I believe. And, well, maybe there's like a second there because they got the rebound and called a timeout straight away. And that was it for Bogut. Out he went. Tough. Tough, man. Hey, how about a daily question in the Australian whip around? What do you reckon? Is Dante Exum still hurt? Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Kyrie? with the final part of the Australian Player Watch. Kyrie, our honorary Australian, set out the Bulls game, but he's likely for tonight. So that's pretty good. Pretty good. All right. That was good. We hit the post as well on that for the NBA Australian Player Watch. How about we talk about and look at, it's Wednesday. It's the Mark Bradke day, apparently. So it's time for random NBA Australian. That dude was on the roster with Mark Bradke, huh? How about we talk about Clarence Weatherspoon? Oh, that's right. Clarence Weatherspoon was the 1996-97 Philadelphia 76ers small forward with Mark Bradke as the backup center. Weatherspoon averaged 12-8 as their small forward. Not bad. He is, of course, chunky as hell and like played for six different NBA teams. He played for Philly, Golden State, Miami, Cleveland, the Knicks, and finally Houston. And remember, his second and third year, Clarence Weatherspoon looked like a fucking like legit successor to Barkley. 93 to 95, he basically averaged 19 and 10 as like a sort of middle class man's Horace Grant on his way to being like the baby round mound of rebound. So for his career, over 13 seasons, he still averaged 11.5 points and 9.5 rebounds. Even though he faded very, very hard after a couple of bad injuries in the mid-90s. Similar like as baby Barkley as Harold Miner was baby Jordan, and both faded off pretty badly. It was pretty crazy. But Clarence Weatherspoon was really fucking good. He was legit for a couple of years there, and he played with Mark Bradke. So there you go. You, Clarence Weatherspoon, are our random NBA Australian. That dude was on a roster with Mark Bradke for today. All right, coming up next, we've got the Patty Mills Inspiration Board, and we've got all of our game previews. Do the damn thing, NBA Australia! All right, NBA Australia, what has Patty Mills got to say on the Inspiration Board? Well, they did play the Mavs last night, so Patty Mills, of course, with our game day baller. Game day, hashtag at Dallas, hashtag go Spurs go. And that's it. But I was pretty impressed and inspired. Let's do our game previews. NBA game previews. Let's check out every single game on the NBA slate as we rip around. Thunder at Pacers. Oh my God, how good is this? Paul George returns home, I guess. For an ass-kicking, maybe? Because it's a Victor Oladipo revenge game. Amazing. And also, the Souvlaki King, Domantas Sabonis. Wonder if he can get in on a revenge game as well. That's going to be fun as shit. Thunder at Pacers. I'm going to say the Thunder. There's a lot of talk. I think they come out and smoke the Pacers, who have had a bit of smoke blown up their ass this week. So, yeah. Thunder, I think they take it. I think Rusty has like a 40-15 and like a 12 and kills. Clippers at Magic. No thanks. Nope, nope, nope. No Gallo for the Clips. Who'd have thunk that? But I am happy that Milos Teledosic is back. Both of these teams need a win. Desperately. Floundering. They are absolutely fucking floundering. Clippers are 10-15 and the Magic are 11-17. Oof. Considering they both started basically at the top of their respective conferences, this is crazy. Give me the Magic. I think they'll be fine in that one. Maybe. They're just not very good, though, which is tough. They've lost two in a row. Clips have won two in a row. Maybe the Magic win. Grizz at Wiz. I love it when we have some rhyming. I love it when a plan comes together. Wiz come off that loss at the Nets and go home. Grizz come off a beatdown from the Heat at home and go to Washington. And I think the Grizz win this. Yep. I'm feeling it. They've lost four in a row, the Grizz. They're the second bottom team in the West, but I think the Wiz after last night just don't have it. Nuggets at Celtics. Celtics trying to bounce back from that embarrassing Bulls loss. No Al Horford, no Marcus Morris. Kyrie still probable. I think the Celtics win that. No problems. Nuggets on a back-to-back. So yeah, no good. Blazers at Heat. Dame and CJ going against Goran and Deion. That's tasty. Give me the Blazers. Even though they're traveling cross-country. Ooh, actually, yeah, maybe the Heat. It's a long-ass trip from Portland to Miami. Literally the exact length of the fucking country, eh? So, yeah, let me take the Heat there. Jazz at Bulls. Oh, 96 and 97 NBA. Oh, 97 and 98 NBA Finals rematch, I guess. Jingling Joe going to go out there and try to put the hurt on the Bulls. They've won three in a row. Watch someone grab Fred Hoiberg by the arm and be like, hey, Fred, just come on, mate. Would you just fucking settle down, you dickhead? Because the Bulls are Tankapalooza 2018. And when you win three in a row, it's like, yeah, we won three in a row. But also, oh, shit. We now don't have the worst fucking record in the NBA. What are you doing, Bulls? This is not how you tank. Meanwhile, the Jazz of Donovan Mitchell, my adopted grown-up son, who I fucking love. Gonna watch the shit out of that one. Bucks at Pelicans, Boogie versus Greek. This is gonna be a weirdly fun game. Just two, like, teams with players who defy positions and just lots of weird names and shit on this thing. Like, where you're like, oh yeah, cool, Etwan Moore, sure. You can play against Eric Bledsoe, I guess. Since when? I picked the Jazz in the Bulls deck game. And I'll take the Bucks at Pelicans. Raps at Suns. Raps need a settler. And the Suns could basically change their name to the Settling Suns, because everyone's settling for wins against them without Devin Booker. That was not good, but I'll take it. Raps win that one. Hornets at Rockets. Return of the Dwight Mare. How much happier do you think James Harden is with Chris Paul and not Dwight? Like 400 kajillion percent? Rockets win this. They smoke the Hornets. Maybe we, if they smoke them hardcore enough, maybe we'll see some Mangok Mathiang, some Australian via Sudan action. Love you, Mangok. Hey, so give me the Rockets that one. And you know what? That's it. That's it for today. We've done the damn thing. NBA Australia in the bag. We'll be back tomorrow, of course. We do this every day, damn it. You know it. And in the meantime, follow us on Twitter at NBA Australia, because there's a lot of commentary that goes on throughout the day. Check us out on Facebook as well. There's some extra fun stuff, like our Never Forget is always on Facebook every day. Check it out. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and Google Play. Check us a nice rating and review. Come on. Come on. Like, I hate that stupid Australian guy who yells a bunch of stuff. It's like, fine, but as long as you review and rate it, I'm happy. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song, Faking the Bends. But go check out House Hats. They're the best band in Australia, and you can go vote for their song altogether in Triple J's Hottest 100. Go on. They are the best band. You won't regret it. I fucking love them. You'll love them too. House Hats. House Hats. Altogether. Go vote for it. Hottest 100. Come on. Extra special thanks to the legends of Green, Green, Green Fascinator and the Ramshackle Army for the other tunes you heard throughout the episode. Check them out on Bandcamp and Facey. Give them a smash. Great bands, great tunes. And that's it, man. We have done the damn thing for Wednesday, December 13. NBA Australia out here smashing every day. Stick around for Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter, because you really just ought to, because it's Andrew Bogut slamming a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. And we... we'll catch us tomorrow. Tomorrow. Later, Horizon. All right. Welcome back to my new weekly show. It's Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. Because, look, you can't just let these SJW snowflakes get away with their bullshit. And I hold them accountable better than just about anybody, I think. So, let's go do it. Okay, let's get stuck in. Gonna open up my Twitter here. That's pretty good. Or how about I type? Cold chisel type of flight. Hashtag my baby. Oh, nice one, Bogey. And then this bloke over here, at Jono27, writes back. Ooh. What player do you sit next to most or talk to most of flights between games? I don't know about your spelling at Jono27, but that's easy, mate. The big Hercegovac at Avicii Zubac. Of course, I fucking love the big fella. He's a bit of a dickhead and smells a bit weird on the odd occasion, but he's still good. He's good people. Okay, how's this guy? This guy comes back at me. What's he got to say? At King Leary Nidus, huh, that's a funny name. 300 is like my ninth favorite movie of all time. It's behind all eight of the Fast and Furious movies. Anyway, at King Leary Nidus says, at Andrew Bogut, better food, LA or the Bay? Oh, that's easy, mate. Melbourne. Nice one. These Americans don't know what they're missing, eh? Oh, look out. This guy's replied to my Melbourne comment. At Bazman for the win says, Hamburger with the lot from a fish and chip shop is the best. Oh yeah, that's not bad, but it's not quite right. Could use a dimmy and a potato cake right now. Organic, of course. Smiley crying face emoji. Oh, nice one, Bogey. Got him. That's pretty good. It's pretty smart. Could really use a dimmy and potato cake. Oh, look, some other dickhead has chimed in. At Fairs in SA says, lol, Foster's doesn't count as food, bro. What the fuck? What are you talking about, you dickhead? Are you another dumb kind of American who thinks that, like, Australians actually drink Foster's? Stop being a dickhead, you fucking dickhead. All right, but I better not write that one. So how about starting a conversation with lol that doesn't count as a conversation, bro? You fucking dickhead. Yeah, nice one, Bogey. All right, better get a plug in there too. Good to catch up with Essendon great at Job Watson at his cafe in New York City. Happy to have finally had some great coffee. Hashtag hole in the wall cafe. Uh-oh, some SJW feminists has jumped in here quick. At Frio76 says, a special cut from Job and you're sure to be the best player next match. Aw, that's not very nice. Job's a good dude. That was a classic stitch-up, I think, that Essendon shit, you dickhead. Anyway, I'm just so sick of this piece of culture and all these lip-top feminists coming out and talking shit. Check this one out. Got to retweet this one about the guy that they stopped from blowing himself up in New York, eh? And better add my thing. So it says how he was mistreated. Okay. Peak 2017. Guy with the bomb and his family are the real victims here. Face emoji, dickheads. And look out. Azelbeth asked, politics after basketball, mate? No way, mate. Not with all these SJWs and feminist libtards out there. It's just too much work to not offend someone, having them get their panties in a twist, eh? Okay, last one. This dickhead at Frio Pope writes, Flop City, population one, Andrew Bogut. Oh, just because I fell over guarding that Joel Embiid fellow, you dickhead. Fuck you. Great city to live in when you win. Thumbs up. Nice one. Good job, Bogey. All right, that's it for this week. Tune in next week for more. Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter.